Earlier this summer, Vermont Public published a report that spotlighted systemic failures in FEMA's Individual Assistance Program for flood survivors. Today, we turn our attention to FEMA's Public Assistance Program. It's supposed to reimburse municipalities for the cost to rebuild roads, bridges, wastewater systems, and other public infrastructure that's been damaged or destroyed in a disaster. But interviews with town clerks, select board members, and other municipal officials show that more than a year after last summer's floods, FEMA assistance often isn't getting to the towns that need it the most. And as Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the same bureaucracy that hampered flood recovery for individuals is plunging small, rural towns into crippling debt.
Last month, Justin Smith watched excavators get to work on a nearly quarter-mile washout at the bottom of Red Village Road in Lindenville. Scores of residents had been isolated in their homes by a flash flood that took out more than a half dozen sections of this town road about 48 hours earlier. As Linden's municipal administrator, it was Smith's job to figure out a way to get them out. But there was a problem.
We're at that point where the purse is pretty much dry and we don't have any liquidity anymore where we can pay things.
The purse was dry, Smith says, because Linden still hadn't received any money from FEMA for the floods that devastated this Northeast Kingdom town last year.
I went through four administrators with FEMA in 4 months when we started the 23 project. I had to do the paperwork four times. I did it on forms that they gave me and then told me were not the correct forms. And it's a walk around, and it hasn't been a fun process, to be honest with you. It shouldn't be this hard, and I still don't have anything that I can pay a bill with, so.
Linden is not an outlier. Towns in at least five counties that were part of the 2023 federal disaster declaration have yet to get reimbursed from FEMA for tens of millions of dollars in damage to critical infrastructure. Senator Peter Welch says FEMA is supposed to perform one of the sacred duties of government.
We have to come to the aid of our fellow citizens. And that's what FEMA, as an instrument of government, that's its responsibility.
But he says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has failed to uphold that obligation.
The almost universal experience I've seen with our towns on public assistance is immense frustration about getting timely decisions from FEMA to proceed with the project.
That frustration can be especially pronounced in small towns like Stannard, which has a population of 208 people and no paved roads.
A little bit, people will still describe it as the Wild West in a wonderful, endearing way.
Katie Knuth is a select board member here who spent more hours than she can keep track of trying to obtain FEMA reimbursement for damage to Stannard Mountain Road, for example, where she stood on a spectacular afternoon in August.
Coming into this, I had no clue what I was doing, and that was, I'm sure there's mistakes I've made along the way, but it's the amount of back and forth about things is just ridiculous.
Knuth assumed she'd send FEMA invoices for work that was directly related to flood recovery, and then they'd send her the money. Instead, she says the agency has withheld that funding until it gets more information about things like the size of the rocks that Stannard's one-person road crew used to rebuild the roads last year.
I think the amount of times I've been asked for dimensions of pieces of riprap that are now in a road, I don't know. Like, to me, that question is ridiculous. How do I measure something that's been buried a year ago?
The more than $400,000 that Stannard is still waiting on is huge money for this little municipality. And the line of credit town officials had to take out in the meantime is creating very real concerns about its solvency. Ted Brady is the executive director of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. He says flood-ravaged towns of all sizes are dealing with the same problem.
Because of a delay in processing FEMA reimbursements, towns have to take out loans. Towns have to take out tax anticipation notes. Towns, therefore, their budgets and taxpayers are paying interest that they otherwise wouldn't need to pay.
That lack of access to capital, Brady says, has begun to affect critical government functions.
So because of the floods, there are less investments happening in regular paving projects. Because of the floods, there are less investments happening in public safety.
The FEMA bureaucracy is so fraught and so labor-intensive that the state of Vermont has paid a private contractor based in Illinois $4 million to help navigate the public assistance process. Doug Farnham is Vermont's chief flood recovery officer.
It's so complex that even when the town works with the state public assistance coordinator at VEM, they prepare exactly what FEMA asked them. It then gets kicked back later because someone else up the chain reviewing it has a question that the PDMG didn't think to ask or answer because of the level of complexity.
PDM is FEMA speak for something called a program delivery manager. They're one of the FEMA employees the town clerks like Kristen Atwood and Barton have to satisfy before they can gain access to public assistance funds.
Never before have I woken up at 3 a.m. and worried about where the money's coming from, but I do it now.
Atwood says she spent hundreds of hours outside of regular office hours doing things like tracking down GPS coordinates of the start and end points of destroyed guardrails, and also the precise spot of whatever junkyard they were sent to. She's had to calculate the cubic volume of cavernous road washouts, presumably, she says, so FEMA doesn't pay for more yards of fill than is needed to fix them.
I mean, I think there needs to be a return to a basic level of trust between levels of government. The town is not lying and saying we used this gravel for this project. We used this gravel for this project, and I'm happy to send you the before and after photos and the invoice.
FEMA declined to make someone available for an interview for this story. The agency said in a statement that, quote, the pace of delivery for FEMA's public assistance program depends on many factors. As of September 6th, according to FEMA's own numbers, nearly 60% of public assistance requests submitted by towns had yet to be approved. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.